It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I've always said that the first two rounds of the GHSA playoffs get the contenders and the pretenders weeded out. The teams that I don't believe truly have a chance to win a GHSA state championship, 99% of the time, they go down in the first two rounds. Now, when you get to that Elite Eight round, right, that is that pretty much across the board, any of those teams that you have remaining are good enough to win a state championship. It just kind of all depends on matchups. So this week we head into the second round of the GHSA playoffs, where we will continue to weed out the pretenders from the contenders in the GHSA playoffs. Some of the teams from around South Georgia that we have remaining in the GISA, Valwood in AAA and Bullock Academy. Academy will be playing for a state championship along with Valwood, both of them in the GISA. I think they'll play that game at Georgia Southern at Paulson, if I'm not mistaken. In the GHSA private, the teams that we still have hanging around in the second round, Savannah Christian got a bye, so they are there. They are my pick, by the way, to win that whole thing. Savannah Country Day will be taking on Savannah Christian. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Calvary Day still in the mix as well. Jeff Davis advances to the second round. Fitzgerald, this is single A public division one, by the way. Jeff Davis, Fitzgerald still in. Toombs is still in, along with Dublin in division two in single A. Again, just from teams from around South Georgia, Clinch County, Metter, only two teams from where I would consider around the South Georgia area remaining in single A division two. Same thing in double A. Two teams remaining, Appling and Pierce. Both of them are from the same region, and both of them are on the same side. If they came out of their regions, they would meet in the Final Four in a rematch where Appling upset Pierce to win the region championship, by the way, earlier in the regular season. In AAA, same thing, two teams, Peach County and Southeast Bullock. A lot of folks wrote Southeast Bullock off in the first round. I might have been one of them. They're still playing. They are in now the round of 16. So congrats to the Yellow Jackets. In 4A, again, two teams, Benedictine and Ware, both advancing to the second round. In 5A, Coffee County, Brunswick High, Lee County, and Houston are the teams from South Georgia that are still playing in the second round. And in 6A, formerly 7A, 6A, Colquitt, Valdosta, and Lowndes, of course, the only South Georgia region that's represented in those playoffs. So those are the teams that are still there. Those are the teams that are still playing. And so we'll talk about some of those games right now. In 6A, Collins Hill will make the trip to the Hogs Pen in Colquitt. Colquitt County down in Moultrie. That ought to be a really good game. Colquitt, of course, the one seed from that region. Valdosta, man, what a, you know, 6A is such a tough classification. Valdosta will trek up the road to play Carrollton, and, you know, Carrollton is a legitimate state championship contender. It's going to be a tough road for Valdosta. Lowndes, you're talking about tough roads, they're going to go to Buford in the second round of the state playoffs. Just horrible draws for Valdosta and Lowndes. In 5A, you want to talk about a bad draw. The number one seed, Brunswick High Pirates, you figure that they would get a couple of games where, I'm not going to say they'd be cream puffs, but a couple of games where folks would like Brunswick to win in the first two rounds. Instead, in the second round, they're going to draw Coffee County, who is the three seed, out of that region that's got just like Lee and Coffee and Thomas County Central, Houston still in. So tough round. Brunswick will be at home in the second round for that game. Speaking of Houston, they will go on the road to play the 2 seed from that same region that Brunswick is in, Lakeside Evans. Later in the show, by the way, I will pick winners for these games. In 4A, Benedictine will go on the road to play Ola Ware, also heads to the road to play North Oconee. In AAA, Baldwin at Peach, Southeast Bullock will go to Harlem. In AA, Carver Atlanta heads to Baxley to play the number one seeded Appling County Pirates. And Pierce, the 2 seed, will go on the road to play Columbia. In Single A Division One, Jeff Davis goes on the road to play number one overall seed Fannin. Bleckley goes to Fitzgerald. Commerce will head to Toombs County. Jasper will head to Dublin. Dublin's the 2 seed overall, by the way, in that classification. In Single A Division Two, Clinch County will go to Johnson County, and Bowden will go to Candler County to play the Medder Tigers. In Single A Private, Savannah Country Day at Savannah Christian, a huge rivalry game, both of those teams in the same region. That'll be a good one. Mount Perrin at Calvary Day, 3 Savannah schools right there that are still hanging around in Single A Private. And in the GISA, I told you Valwood will be playing for a state championship along with Bullock Academy. In 4A, they'll be playing First Presbyterian in the GISA finals. They'll play that game at Georgia Southern. So, look, you might see Bullock Academy. Bullock Academy has been the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for quite some time now. They fell out of the number one spot last week. So we'll see what happens this week with Bullock Academy. I like Bullock Academy a lot. I think this might be the best team, at least since I've been doing this show, that Bullock Academy has had up in Statesboro. They'll be playing for a championship. And again, a huge advantage for them playing at Georgia Southern, which is, 5 minutes from the school. So there's not any travel time involved in that. So that's another huge advantage that the Gators will have over First Presbyterian, who will take a longer bus trip to get to Statesboro. So, we could be doing a show next week where we're congratulating the Bullock Academy Gators on winning a state championship.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Several teams have made their way into the second round of the GHSA High School Football Playoffs, and here is a look at some of the matchups. Brunswick will host Coffee Between the Bricks at Glenn County Stadium. Southeast Bullock will trek just outside of Augusta to take on Harlem. The Medder Tigers will host Bowden. In the GISA, Bullock Academy will play for a state title against First Presbyterian at Georgia Southern. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Delight in a wonderland of holiday magic at Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright. With over 2 million dazzling lights and more to explore, all aglow with holiday sparkle. Enchanting animal friends and captivating thrills add to the festive fun, while the illuminated Carol of the Animals Lake Show highlights South Georgia's biggest Christmas event. It's even bigger, brighter, and wilder than ever before. Select days November 23rd through December 31st. Celebrate Christmas Wild and Bright for only $39.99. Buy tickets at wildadventures.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
You are mere moments away from the most updated version of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll see what teams not – well, I'll get into that in a minute. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. All right, here we go. So let's recap from last week before we jump into this thing. So last week we had Valdosta at number 10, number 9 was Toombs, 8 was Brunswick, 7 Clinch, 6 was Pierce, 5 was Metter, 4 was Lowndes, 3 was Bullock, 2 was Dublin, and the number 1 team last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. So a really interesting thing happened in the first week of the playoffs for the GHSA. And moving through the GISA, I don't ever recall having a week where in the playoffs, all of the teams that were in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings won and advanced. This is the first time I can remember it ever happening. So all 10 teams that were in the rankings last week, they won and advanced. Now, there might have been some movement, so we'll see. At number 10, coming off of a 35-27 over a very good Walton team, the Valdosta Wildcats hold strong at number 10. By the way, Valdosta is the only team in the rankings that has two losses. At number 9, with a 62-8 thumping of Southwest Macon, Toombs County holds at number 9. At number 8, a 43-13 win over Villa Rica, holding strong at number 8. They'll get tested this week. The Brunswick High Pirates at number 8. At number 7, 34-22 winners over a very good Warren County team, holding at number 7, the Clinch County Panthers. At number 6, falling one spot, here's the movement, falling one spot with a 37-7 win over Hawkinsville, the Metter Tigers fall from 5 to 6. Moving up to 5 from 6, moving up one spot with a 56-0 blanking over Jackson, the Pierce County Bears move in to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings into the top 5. At number 4, with a 35-17 win over a good North Paulding team, a strong number three, the Lowndes County Vikings hold at number four. At number three, falling two spots here, some more movement, falling two spots, they had a bye in the first round of the GHSA's private classification. Falling two spots from one to three, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. At number two, holding at number two with a 63-6 drubbing over Gordon Central, 63-6. Checking in at number two, holding at number two, the Dublin Fighting Irish, which means we have a new number one this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. It is a team that is not unaccustomed to being number one. And that one team coming off of a 20-14 Final Four win over Brookstone, the number one team this week, jumping two spots from 3-1, the Bullock Academy Gators, back to the number one spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They may have a chance to finish out the season at that number one spot. If they can clinch, if they win a state championship, it's going to be hard for any of these other teams to unseat them unless they win a state title of their own, and then it gets into strength of schedule and all that craziness. Again, just to go over this so that you're aware in case you're not familiar with the rankings, this is how this works. To be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, your school must be located south of I-16 or roundabout, or and east of I-75 and roundabout. So basically in that little square, if your school is located there or roundabout, you're eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Now, also the way this works, there's a formula. I'm not just picking these teams out of clear, thin blue air. There's a formula that takes into account record, quality wins, quality losses, all of the stuff head-to-head, all of the stuff that you would take into consideration. It spits out a mathematical formula, and then it says, across all classifications, all the way from 6A all the way down to GISA, these are the top 10 teams based upon what they have done in their schedule. That's a very important point, what they have done within their schedule. These rankings are not saying that because a team is ranked higher than another team, Team X is ranked 5th, Team Y is ranked 6th. These rankings aren't saying that Team X can beat Team Y. It's just saying that they have done better within their schedule. So I hope all of that makes sense. Okay, let's recap. At number 10, Valdosta. Number 9, Toombs County. Number 8, Brunswick. 7, Clinch County. At number 6, the Metter Tigers. At number 5, Pierce County. 4, the Lowndes County Vikings. At 3, Savannah Christian. 2, Dublin. And the number 1 team back in to the top spot, the Bullock Academy Gators, at number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And of course, all eyes will be in Statesboro this weekend as the Gators have a chance to bring home a trophy.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Solomon. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Guys, Christmas is just around the corner. Don't fumble this holiday season. Get to Cunningham Jewelers and let their friendly staff help you make the right play. That perfect gift is at Cunningham Jewelers. And don't forget, Men's Day, Saturday, December 14th. Great deals all over the store. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
College football season is beginning to wind down, and the College Football Playoff Committee on par is doing some ridiculous stuff. We may talk about that in a moment. We're going to jump into who I think is going to win, college football pick 'em. I'm going to give you some games that I like. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right. College football is beginning, as I mentioned, just beginning to wind down. All sorts of crazy scenarios. I'm going to give you later in the show my top 12 because I don't really agree a lot with what the committee did, and I don't think I'm the only one. But let's talk about some games. Number 24, UNLV heads to San Jose State in a game that nobody really cares about. Give me 24, UNLV. I think that game will be close, though. Wake Forest at number 8, Miami. Miami should have no problem. Wake Forest is not very good. Miami took that loss a couple of weeks ago. They basically have to win out, I believe, if they're going to get into the college football playoff at all. Number 9, Ole Miss at Florida. Holy great googly moogly. Just when you thought Billy Napier was dead and gone, he pulls out a rabbit out of the hat, knocking off LSU in Gainesville. Maybe the biggest win that he's had since he's been there. You think about the Tennessee win, too. Maybe that's up there. Ole Miss needs this football game. I mean, there's just no way around it. They've got to win to even be eligible, I believe, to get into the college football playoff. And then, again, there's also a trip on it to Atlanta on the line here, possibly for Ole Miss. I don't think that it happens. I think the Florida Gators, with DJ Lagway now healthy playing quarterback, I honestly believe that Florida would have beaten Georgia if Lagway had stayed in that football game. I think Florida at home once again pulls off a huge win, huge upset. They knock Ole Miss out. Give me the Gators knocking off Ole Miss in an upset. Number 5, Indiana at number 2, Ohio State. Indiana has played next to nobody. Ohio State has beaten Penn State and lost to Oregon. It's not like Ohio State's schedule is riddled with top 10 opponents either. I think Indiana is better than what they are getting credit for being, but at the end of the day, scheme can only take you so far. There comes a point where you got to have the Jimmies and the Joes on the field, and I think the Jimmies and the Joes for Ohio State, a bunch of 4 and 5 stars, while Indiana might have a 4-star sprinkled in there, it's basically a bunch of 3 stars that they've coached up. Games at the Horseshoe as well. And I hate to say it, Indiana's undefeated, but if they lose because of their schedule, so sorry, they probably won't get in. Give me Ohio State at home to knock off Indiana. 13, SMU at Virginia. Talk about another team in a bind. That's SMU. Not a lot of mobility for the Mustangs to get up back into the rankings. So they are looking at they need some help. They need some help in the ACC. There's no doubt about that. 13 SMU at Virginia. Give me the Mustangs to win against a very sorry Virginia team. 25 Illinois at Rutgers, also known as Nap Time. Give me 25 Illinois. UMass at number 10, Georgia, should be no problem for the Dogs as they try to make a bigger statement and blow UMass out to get the committee's attention. Kirby Smart's comments over this last week have been fantastic. It's like, I have no idea what the committee's looking for. We're just going to go out and win games. They do what they do. UTEP at number 11, Tennessee, another team that's going to need some help, I think, to get into the college football playoff when all is said and done. Coming off the loss to Georgia, UTEP's in trouble. They're going to go to Knoxville, and they are going to get woodshedded by the Vols. The Citadel at number 17, Clemson, another team that needs a lot of help to get in to the college football playoff. Give me Clemson at home against the Citadel. Penn State, number 4, at Minnesota. Write this down. Penn State will head to Minnesota, and they will lose. Minnesota is upsetting Penn State this weekend. Write it down in pen. Kentucky, speaking of being upset, Kentucky looks to upset number 3, Texas. They've got to go to Austin to play the Longhorns. I think Kentucky's going to be ready to play this game. I think Kentucky's going to play very well. I think they're going to give Texas everything they want. I think Texas is very overrated as well. Texas in a close game. Touchdown game. 14 BYU at 21 Arizona State. BYU got exposed last week, losing a game they shouldn't have lost. They lose again, going on the road to Arizona State. Arizona State gets them. 16 Colorado at Kansas. The line on this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think it's like 2.5. Kansas is at home. I don't know. I believe in Shador Sanders. I think Travis Hunter. Maybe the game's closer than I think. Give me Colorado on the road. 23 Missouri at Mississippi State. Give me 23 Missouri. 12 Boise State at Wyoming. I kind of want to pick Wyoming here, but they've had a dreadful, dreadful season. I don't know that they've got the horses to beat Boise State. Remember, Boise State's got one loss. That's to Oregon. That's it. They've beaten everybody else that's been put in front of them. Can't ask them to do anything else. Give me Boise. Number 19, Army at number 6, Notre Dame. A lot of hullabaloo around this game. I mean, at the end of the day, Army doesn't recruit to the level that Notre Dame recruits. Two ranked teams. Army's had a good go. Undefeated, by the way, Army is. Notre Dame with that one loss to Northern Illinois. Give me Notre Dame at home. 15, Texas A&M at Auburn. Texas A&M's got a win to stay alive. To give themselves any chance to stay in line with a trip to go play for the SEC championship game. They do not want to take another SEC loss, because if they do, that puts them in that jam lock. All those teams that have two losses in the SEC, two conference losses. I don't think Auburn's good enough. The game's on the Plains. I don't think Auburn is ready to win this game. Give me Texas A&M on the road. Number 7, Alabama at Oklahoma. I do think Oklahoma's ready to win that game. Alabama makes the trip, but they can't find a way to – or they make the trip. They find a way to get it done against Oklahoma. Oklahoma makes this game close. They're going to play a lot better than you think. They're going to be jacked for Alabama being there. Number 22, Iowa State at Utah. I don't think Utah poses any threat to Iowa State. Give me the Cyclones. Wofford at number 18, South Carolina. All of a sudden, South Carolina looks like they are the best team in the SEC. They are beating everybody. They're playing very well, firing on all cylinders right now. Are the Gamecocks. Give me a huge blowout win over Wofford in Columbia. In the SEC, Louisiana Tech at Arkansas. Arkansas needs the win to get bowl eligible. They will get it. Vanderbilt at LSU. You know, believe it or not, LSU and Vanderbilt have the same record. They're both 6-4. They will be playing for their 7th win of the season. I can't remember the last time that Vanderbilt won 7 games. I don't think it happens here. Give me LSU to get the W. North Carolina in the ACC at Boston College. Give me North Carolina to get that game. UConn at Syracuse. Syracuse, much better team. They'll be at home. Give me Syracuse in the ACC. Gosh, these ACC games are terrible. There's no intrigue here. The ACC, dude, you guys need to take a look in the mirror, some self-evaluation at what you're doing and who you have in. Charleston Southern will go to Florida State. What a disappointing year for the Seminoles. If they lose to Charleston Southern at home, Mike Norvell might not even get to the tunnel before they relieve him of his duties. I'll take Florida State at home. Stanford at Cal. Oh, an ACC game in that's a Pac-12. Stanford at Cal. ACC games. Nutty. What are we doing? I'll take Stanford to knock off Cal. Pitt at Louisville. Both of these teams pretty much out of the race now in the ACC. They're not going to make Charlotte. Now they're just playing for whatever the teams that aren't going to the college football playoff or championship games play for. I don't even know what that's going to look like. Pitt at Louisville. Give me Louisville at home. Virginia Tech at the Dukies. I like Duke at home. In the Big 12, UCF at West Virginia. UCF needs to win both of their final two games to get bowl eligible. They're 4-6. West Virginia needs to win one game to get bowl eligible. West Virginia gets it done at home. West Virginia gets bowl eligible, and they end the possibility for UCF to get to a bowl game. In Conference USA, Florida International 3-7 against one win. Kennesaw State, give me Florida International to knock off the Fighting Owls. In the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern heads to Coastal Carolina. Give me the Eagles on the road to get this huge, huge win. Georgia State at Texas State. Georgia State having an abysmal year. They'll lose to Texas State as well, and the suffering will continue in downtown Atlanta. So those are the games that I've got, and, you know, it's only going to get crazier. It's only going to get crazy. The SEC situation with all those teams with two losses, and either Texas or Texas A&M is going to join eventually that group of two-loss teams. I guess it just kind of matters of those teams that have two losses of not getting upset. I believe the math right now is if things go to chalk, right, then you would have an SEC championship game of Texas and Alabama.
With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page. Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island. 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs! Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us, 912-342-7967, and give them a like on Facebook.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining me now in our monthly Make Jason Bishop Smarter segment, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, as always, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for being here.
All right, so, you know, this past week, ETN for the Georgia Bulldogs did not play. He's already missed a couple games earlier. This time it was because of a rib. Let's get into that. When a player misses a game because of a rib injury, because that's all they're diagnosing it as, is a rib injury. So that leaves a lot of speculation as to what it could be, what the time frame is. Fill in the blanks for us here, Dr. Sasser.
Well, and I mean, a rib injury can be a wastebasket term because there's a large umbrella of injuries for a rib injury. I mean, is it the back of his ribs where it basically connects to the spine? Is it the front of the rib cage? Is it on the side? Is it muscular? But if you think about it, all those things move a little bit when you take a deep breath, and it hurts just when you take a deep breath. And that's not getting hit. So,
personal story, years ago, when I was up in Atlanta working for that news network that used to be up there, I actually took a broken rib when there was a gentleman outside the CNN Center really late at night, attempted to mug me and punched me in my ribs, broke a rib. And so, like, I understand how painful that is. It took me weeks just to be able to take a deep breath, to giggle a little bit, much less taking a football hit. So let's talk about that with ETN. We're going to assume that it's not broken.
Right.
We're going to assume that. So if he's got a rib injury and he goes out and takes a hit, talk about possible implications from doing that.
Sure. And I don't think it's one of those injuries, kind of like we've talked about lat strains, serratus, anterior strains, all those abdominal musculature type strains. That's basically what the rib injury is. Okay. There's muscle that connects rib to rib to rib, and then that works its way down to those abdominal muscles, the six pack that, of course, you and I have.
Sure we do.
So it's one, you don't have confidence when you're running, probably when you're pivoting and cutting, and then you get hit. I mean, I would think you get hit once, that ball is going to go flying.
By the way, to conclude that story, it did not go very well for the gentleman attempting to mug me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he had a bad day.
That's good.
So you're talking about the muscle connecting the rib to the rib to the rib. If he gets out there, tear something, is that a possibility?
I don't really think it's tear something, but it will stay a nagging injury. It's one of those. It's along those lines of that nagging injury, that ankle sprain that just doesn't get better, that lat strain that doesn't get better, that hamstring, the hamstring strain. I always go back to that, but that hamstring injury that you've given 3 or 4 weeks and it's better, and then they do something again. They decelerate and have an injury. Same probably thing. All it would probably take is a step and a cut and a turn, a pivot, to put stress on those muscles, and he could be right back where he was.
So in your professional opinion, obviously he didn't play in the Tennessee game. When would you expect him comfortably, when would you tell him, okay, I think you're good? What time frame would you be looking at for that thing to heal, for him to be back in there and be effective?
You know, it could be 4 to 6 weeks. It'd be nice if he could take some snaps during the Georgia Tech game in a few weeks, is what I would shoot for.
So literally just a couple of weeks.
Right.
Okay, so if he goes back in there, the Georgia Tech game, he's good enough to play, and then it re-aggravates, is that a whole different, bigger problem, or just, okay, you're re-aggravated, now we got to start from square one, do it all again?
I think it's start from square one and do it all again, and then that, then you got to consider sort of your playoff picture, which is now uncharted territory, mm-hmm. because it's multiple games. So if he feels okay at Georgia Tech, do you give him a few snaps just to make sure everything's fine, but hold him out? I mean, as we know, Georgia Tech could be a good game too. So we might need him there.
So if you were his physician, you're talking a couple weeks, get back for the Georgia Tech game, and see what it looks like then. And if it still aggravates, if it's still giving him problems in the Georgia Tech game, obviously you pull him out there. Does that change your timeline with him if it's still aggravating him in the Georgia Tech game? Or you say, okay, let's...
No, I just think it needs a little bit more time.
Okay. Joining me again from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Okay, so Dr. Sasser, what type of rehab would be involved in an injury like this? Or is there any, or just say, hey, just take it easy?
Well, and I think they try to, you know, there's a lot of therapy modalities, things to do with ultrasound, with ice, all those things to try to get the injury itself better, but they also don't want him to get deconditioned. So that could be, you know, jogging in a pool, all those things that can keep his cardio up, keep his conditioning up, but be low impact and don't exacerbate the injury.
Okay. Dr. Sasser, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Always making me smarter, Dr. Sasser. You know, he was talking about, we were talking about, you know, the impact of ETN being out and for Georgia and what that looks like, especially against Georgia Tech. That might be an issue. And so, you know, I told you guys a couple of segments ago that I was going to get into, you know, teams that I had ranked inside of my top 12. And so that's what I'm about to do. I'm going to give you those teams. All right, at number 12, actually, last week I had, this is my rankings last week, 12 was Georgia, 11 Alabama, 10 Miami, 9 Notre Dame, 8 SMU, 7 Tennessee, 6 Penn State, 5 Texas, 4 Ohio State, 3 Indiana, 2 BYU, and 1 Oregon. Being undefeated in a major conference still matters to me. Obviously, it doesn't really matter to the committee. All right, so this is what I have this week. Falling to number 12 after the loss to Georgia, I've got the Tennessee Volunteers, but I've got them by just a skosh over BYU. I've got BYU at 13. They're just outside. And then Tennessee at 12. But even then, Tennessee at 12, they don't get in, because at number 11, Boise State would get that final spot, that 12 seed. I've got them ranked at 11. Remember, Boise State only has one loss. That loss is to Oregon. That matters to me. At number 10, huge win for the Bulldogs, knocking Tennessee to the ranks of those two lost teams in the SEC. Georgia's got a favorable schedule the rest of the way, their last couple of weeks. At number 10, I've got the Bulldogs, and I think they've got a really good chance to get in. At number 9, the Alabama Crimson Tide. They've got that head-to-head with Georgia, which right now is really looking good for the Alabama Crimson Tide. I have them at number 9. At number 8, again, a team that beat Georgia. There's only two of them, Alabama and Ole Miss. Got Ole Miss at number 8. If you're a Georgia fan, I think you might want to be rooting for Florida to knock them out. I think. I don't really know, because I don't really know how all the math looks. At number 7, The Miami Hurricanes, the top-ranked ACC team. I do think that they are the best team in the ACC. I do think they will be there in the end. Number 7, Miami. At number 6, even with the terrible loss to Northern Illinois, that's it. And then that win over Texas A&M to start the season has really held up Notre Dame. Notre Dame at number 6, the big win over Texas A&M, really the only thing that's holding them up. If they take another loss, if they get upset by Army this week, that loss to Northern Illinois, I think, is going to knock them out. At number 5 for me, it's the Texas Longhorns. You ain't beat anybody, you ain't played anybody, and somehow you're still in the top 5. The only team that you've played, they throttled you, and you're still there with one loss. But that's because they only have one loss. And this is what the committee is doing. They're putting a lot of emphasis on losses versus quality wins. So it's a little different than what we've seen in the past from the committee. I understand it. I don't know that I like it a whole lot, at least in how they're doing it. I do think it matters when you lose to somebody. I do think it matters if you have one loss versus two. But then you look at Georgia's schedule and you look at Texas's schedule or anybody from the SEC that's in these rankings. Those SEC teams that are in the rankings other than Texas, it's been brutal. Texas kind of had a pretty easy road. At number 4, Penn State. The loss to Ohio State, that's it. That's really helped them. At number 3, Ohio State. The loss to Oregon and the win over Penn State. That's what has them there. At number 2, here's where I kind of get wonky with a lot of folks that aren't going to like this. At number 2, I've got Indiana. They play in a power conference. They play in one of the 2 best conferences in the country. It's not easy to play in the Big Ten week to week. They are undefeated. They have beaten everybody handily that has been put on the field in front of them. They're going to get an opportunity to prove themselves going on the road at Ohio State, but for now, I have Indiana at number 2, which brings me to my number 1 team, the Jason Bishop College Football Power Rankings, I guess. But at number 2, Indiana, and at number 1, the Oregon Ducks, the only, the second left team that's undefeated. They have the huge win over Ohio State, which, and they also have the win over Boise. So 2 teams that are ranked inside of the top 12, Oregon has wins over both of them. I think that really matters in the end. Look, I'm going to say this. If Indiana loses to Ohio State, and Ohio State's got that one loss to Oregon, and they've beaten Penn State, I think if I'm ranking and Oregon slips up somewhere along the line and they have one loss, and you have Ohio State sitting at 2, and then Oregon loses and they have one loss and Ohio State has one loss, I'm not taking Oregon out of the number 1 spot. If I'm ranking, Oregon has room. As long as Ohio State doesn't lose, Oregon would have room to slip up in a game and still stay ahead of Ohio State because they would both have one loss, and Ohio State's loss would be to Oregon. Head-to-head still matters to me. So let's recap. At number 12, BYU. At number 11, Boise. For me, 10 is Georgia. 9 is Alabama. 8 is Ole Miss. 7, Miami. 6, Notre Dame. 5 is Texas. 4, Penn State. 3, Ohio State. 2, Indiana. And number 1, Oregon. All of those Big Ten teams inside of the top 5. They're trying to make a case that they are the best team or the best conference in the country, not the SEC.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook. How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
That ought to get you fired up for some high school football playoff action. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. Georgia's largest Christmas celebration is back. Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright returns with millions of lights, new displays, unforgettable entertainment, tasty holiday treats, thrilling rides, and more. Start a new family tradition this year and enjoy the Carol of the Animals Lake Show with seven gigantic animated Christmas trees towering over the lake at the heart of the park. Experience the moving musical retelling of the Christmas story and marvel at millions of bright twinkling lights. Oh, and you can also have your picture taken with Santa, the Gingerbread Man, and even Rudolph. It's Wild Adventure's biggest Christmas ever. Get a 2025 pass to visit now and all of next year. Passes are on sale now for the lowest price. Visit wildadventures.com to learn more about Wild Adventure's Christmas Wild and Bright. All right, so I told you that I was going to pick games. We've been doing this all season. I kind of like doing it. I think that it's a cool little thing that we do. It also kind of puts me on the hook. I've gotten a lot of text messages from folks when I pick against their teams and they win. Here's looking at you, Colin Lacey, up in Southeast Bullock. He's texted me a couple of times. Colin Lacey, of course, the play-by-play voice for the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. All right, so in 6A, that's where we'll start. Collins Hill at Colquitt. Collins Hill's a really good football team. Colquitt is too, I don't feel that the Colquitt County Packers this year are quite on the same level that they have been in years past. I like Collins Hill to go down to the hog pen. Tough place to win, but I think Collins Hill gets it done. Valdosta heads up to Carrollton. Number one quarterback in the country plays for Carrollton. By the way, he's now looking at Georgia. He's a USC commit, but he's now looking at Georgia. Valdosta, you're going to have your hands full. Give me Carrollton at home to get that game. Lowndes goes to Buford. Thanks for coming, Lowndes. It's been a good year. Buford, the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing. In 5A, Coffee at Brunswick. This might be the premier game in the second round. Look, I'm going to tell you the truth here. Sometimes the truth hurts. Brunswick High is a very good team. Brunswick High is elite offensively. Also saying that, Brunswick High has not played in a very tough region. The only loss they have on their schedule is to Camden. That's pretty much the only really good team they played the whole year. The only elite team anyway, I'll say. Coffee has guys on defense. I mentioned that Brunswick's elite on offense. Coffee has guys on defense that can run with Brunswick. And I think Coffee's a little better defensively than what Brunswick is. This is going to be a really good game. I think this is a close game. Give me Coffee to go into Glenn County Stadium and knock off the Pirates. By the way, the Pirates have not been out of the second round since 1999 when they played against Lowndes for a state championship. Not out of the second round in that long. And I think it's been even longer since they beat Coffee. Houston will go to Lakeside Evans. Houston, a very strong 4 seed. Lakeside Evans is a 2 seed. Give me Houston to, I guess, quote-unquote, upset Lakeside Evans. In 4A, Benedictine goes to Ola. Give me Benedictine. Ware will also go on the road to North Oconee. Man, this will be a good game. Give me North Oconee at home. In 3A, Baldwin at Peach. Give me Peach County. In 3A, Southeast Bullock at Harlem. Well, Colin Lacey, here it comes. I'll await your text message. Give me Harlem to end the season for the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. I know, right? In 2A, Carver Atlanta at Appling. Give me Appling. Pierce goes on the road to Columbia. Give me Pierce to advance as well. Both teams from that region moving on. In Single A Division One, Jeff Davis at Fannin. Fannin's a number one overall seed. It's been a good run, Jeff Davis. Bleckley at Fitzgerald. Give me Fitzgerald at home. Commerce at Toombs. I went back and forth with this game. I flip a coin. I'm going to take Toombs at home. Jasper at Dublin. Give me Dublin, the number 2 seed overall in that classification. Clinch County at Johnson County. Give me Clinch on the road. Bowden at Metter. Give me Metter at home. In single A private, Savannah Country Day at Savannah Christian. I think Savannah Christian is going to win the whole dang thing. So give me Savannah Christian at home. Mount Perrin at Calvary Day. Give me Calvary Day at home. And in the GISA, Bullock Academy versus First Presbyterian. Give me a state championship for the Bullock Academy Gators. Huge, huge night of high school football playoffs. It does not get any better.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Several teams have made their way into the second round of the GHSA High School Football Playoffs, and here is a look at some of the matchups. Brunswick will host Coffee between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. Southeast Bullock will trek just outside of Augusta to take on Harlem. The Metter Tigers will host Bowden. In the GISA, Bullock Academy will play for a state title against First Presbyterian at Georgia Southern. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment. Delight in a wonderland of holiday magic at Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright. With over 2 million dazzling lights and more to explore, all aglow with holiday sparkle. Enchanting animal friends and captivating thrills add to the festive fun, while the illuminated Carol of the Animals Lake Show highlights South Georgia's biggest Christmas event. It's even bigger, brighter, and wilder than ever before. Select days November 23rd through December 31st. Celebrate Christmas Wild and Bright for only $39.99. Buy tickets at wildadventures.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.